From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox, sitting in for Farai Chidea. The United States is the richest country in the world, yet some 3.5 million people are homeless. Beyond that, millions more live in poor housing conditions that often rival those found in developing countries. In Washington, D.C. today, advocates are tackling that grim reality. They are focusing on international law as a matter of promoting and defending housing rights for Americans. More now from Eric Tarz, a human rights staff attorney with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. The group is sponsoring the Human Right to Housing Conference in the nation's capital. And that's where Mr. Tarz joins us now by phone. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk first about what you hope to accomplish with this forum.
Well, I think the important thing about the human right to housing, and yes, it is a human right, is what we're trying to do is help transform the dialogue in this country, both in the public sphere and in the legislative sphere. And there's two important things that come from calling housing a human right. The first is that when you call something a human right, it means that regardless of your race, your sex, your religion, your economic status, that it's something that you have just by virtue of being human, that it comes out of the core concept of human dignity. And so that's a very empowering notion for a lot of people who, for the most part, society has cast away.
Are we talking about ownership or are we talking about access?
We're talking about both. The other important part about calling something a human right is that every right comes with a corresponding duty on the part of the government to respect, protect, and fulfill that right. And in this case, it doesn't necessarily mean that the government has to provide a house for each and every single person in America. But what it does mean is that it has to provide the access to affordable, decent housing for every person in America. And we know that today, as you said in the intro, there's 3 million people homeless, and then there's millions more who are paying more than 50% of their income every month in rent, and they're just one paycheck away from homelessness themselves. So those conditions say that the U.S. is not meeting its obligations to the right to housing.
How does international law impact the ability of the United States to provide housing for its citizens?
Well, it does and it doesn't in several ways. Under international treaties that we have signed, ratified by our Senate, they're part of our statutory law, we should be meeting the right to housing. We've signed the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is reviewed by the UN Human Rights Committee. And we were just there actually in July in Geneva talking to the Human Rights Committee, and they called on the U.S. They said, you are violating the covenant because while there's only 12% of Americans who are African American, you have over 50% of the homeless population is African American. And so that's clearly there's a discrimination and housing problem going on there. And one of the things that international law says that U.S. law doesn't is that where laws have a discriminatory impact, that is a violation of international law. In the U.S., we only consider laws with a discriminatory purpose as violating our own domestic law. So advocates in the courtroom are working on integrating this international standard more into our domestic law so our laws come up to the same standards as the international ones.
Given the climate in this country now with regard to the White House and the Bush administration's stance on terror internationally and the fight over how involved the United States should be internationally in that realm with regard to what other countries can and cannot do to our detainees and vice versa, setting that aside and yet connecting it to the issue of homelessness, what about enforceability? You talk about international law and the United States breaking pacts that it has signed. Who is to enforce these laws?
Well, ideally, it's our domestic courts. We're not talking about some international body coming in here with the black helicopters and enforcing international law. We've signed these international treaties, and they are binding on us, and it should be our own courts that are enforcing them. And that's often how international law is used. You've seen in the affirmative action cases and the death penalty cases at the Supreme Court level, the Supreme Court is looking to international law not necessarily to override U.S. law, but to inform it and to say, you know, where the U.S. law is somewhat unclear, we should look to these international standards, and that's how it will be our own courts, our own judges, enforcing these international standards that we ourselves, our Senate has ratified them. They're part of our domestic law. So it comes from the international level, but it is being enforced domestically.
I was going to ask that very question. Are there examples here domestically where that law has been enforced with regard to housing? Can you give us an example of it?
In a number of cities, they have passed resolutions based on human rights law, integrating the human rights standards into their own city law or state law. So there are certainly cases like that. Out in California, they took the definition, this international definition of racial discrimination, and they took a whole piece and put it into their state law, and it's been used to defend affirmative action programs out in the state of California. And more than that, the Supreme Court level, even though the administration's general position has been against using international law, even just in the past couple of years, we've seen the juvenile death penalty overturned looking to the standards of international law, and we've seen just very recently the prisoners in Guantanamo given protections under the Geneva Conventions. And it is certainly sometimes feeling like we're on the defensive, but at the same time, there's a lot of good things going on where you see that these international standards are being used here in this country.
Eric Tarz is a human rights staff attorney with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty in Washington, D.C. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been great.